Agenda item number six, Dominion Resources. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Dominion Resources, Inc. is requesting authorization to modify their existing wetlands permit to allow for an increase in permanent wetland impacts from 0.007 acres to 0.012 acres, including revisions to the temporary fill plan for construction access associated with the permitted bridge crossing of Proctor's Creek adjacent to the Chesterfield Power Station at 1603 Raymond Road in Chesterfield County. Project's located in Chesterfield County. You'll see this is Interstate 288, Interstate 95 running north and south. The town of Chester is off the map to the southwest, and Hopewell is downriver a couple of miles. Closer view of the project. Again, this is the permitted bridge crossing of Proctor's Creek in red. Chesterfield County's not adopted the wetland zoning ordinance, and as a result, the commission's charged with acting as the wetlands board. The commission, at its meeting of June 28, 2011, granted both a wetlands and subaqueous permit to Dominion Resources for the proposed crossing of Proctor's Creek. The wetlands permit authorized permanent impacts to 0.007 acres of wetland tidal wetlands related to the installation of the bridge pilings. On April 16, 2014, the permit was extended with a new expiration date of June 28, 2017. April 24th of this year, we received a request from Kim Lanterman on behalf of Dominion Resources requesting a modification to the permit, the wetlands permit, to allow for permanent impacts to an additional 0.005 acres of tidal wetlands. The request for the increase to permanent wetland impacts was driven by a need to increase the size of the pilings that support the bridge. As final design plans were developed, they realized there was a need to beef up or increase the size of the bridge. There are a number of reasons that drive this. I'd be glad to get into them if you need me to, but they are well described in your packet. Basically, previously there were a series of 11 smaller driven pilings that supported this bridge. Now they've revised it so there are 9 slightly larger pilings in the wetlands. In addition to the change in permanent impacts, the location of temporary impacts has been shifted slightly. The original permitted drawings showed an access road on the southern side parallel to the bridge crossing. In order to facilitate larger equipment needed to put in the larger pilings, they've shifted the temporary access to the northern side of the project. Since Chesterfield County has not adopted the wetland zoning ordinance, the commission also has to approve the request for a modification to the existing permit. And due to the timing of the application arrived, we were unable to hold the public hearing prior to the commission meeting, as we usually do, so at the applicant's request for a speedy resolution, we're holding the public hearing today. To date, we've received favorable comments from VIMS, no objection from the public interest review. The applicant has brought this request for modification to the commission prior to performing the work in jurisdictional wetlands. The applicant's willing to purchase additional wetland credits at an approved tidal wetlands bank. There's been no objection to the proposal during the original public interest review in 2011, nor has there been any in the subsequent public interest review to date. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering the standards and guidelines, as well as the purpose and intent of Chapter 13 of Title 28.2 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as revised. Staff recommends acceptance of the purchase of credits at the current per square foot rate at an approved tidal wetlands bank for the additional 0.005 acres or 218 square feet of permanent impacts to tidal wetlands at a ratio of 2 to 1 for a total of 0.010 acres or 436 square feet. The agent, the last I talked to her was about a half hour ago. She was stuck on 64, so I'm not sure she's in the room. I'll be glad to answer any questions you have.
Thank you, Mark. Mr. Erskine.
I just had a question. When you mentioned that they're going to are requesting to move the access road, will that result in any increased impact to wetlands? Or
there's no increase in the temporary impacts to wetlands.
Okay.
In fact, the DEQ has already modified their permits to require additional wetland and stream credits purchased for the shifting of that impact.
Okay.
Any other questions from the commission? I want to commend Dominion here for coming back to us on what is a fairly minor change here to this
fairly
project
minor,
here.
And they brought it at the last minute and requested we push it through as quick as they could.
It could have been a temptation for them to go ahead and do it and then come in for an after-the-fact permit. We don't much like after-the-fact permits.
Just do it and we may have never heard.
Right. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either in favor or against? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and the matter is before the commission.
I'll move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Second by Mr. Erskine. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.